This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm having a lovely time here in Philadelphia.
I love it.
I know most people understand now on November 1st, which was earlier this week, we actually cut the cord and moved from South Abington Township to Lafayette Hill, which is literally a block away from the city line of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So we're about 7 minutes away from my sister who lives in Chestnut Hill. And we've just been packing and unpacking like wild, crazy people. So it's getting much better with the help of, I have to give them a shout out, with the help of Caring Transitions of Ambler, Pennsylvania. They are the franchisee of Caring Transitions in this area. And a big shout out to the two women who were actually the packers with Caring Transitions in South Abington Township. Their offices are technically, I think it's Scranton. I'm not sure if that's what they say on their logo. But Lori Ligorio is the woman who has the franchise, and she has some absolutely incredible people who helped to pack everything and do it in such a way that it was empathetic as well as practical. You know, and so we got it done. And Cadden Brothers brought it down. They packed the truck up on Tuesday, and they brought it here on Wednesday morning. So I was not here for that part, thank God. I don't think I could have been in and out the craziness. But anyway, that got done. And then the Caring Transitions team of Ambler were here to meet them. And they picked up where the Caring Transitions group in Scranton area left off. So it was a really nice, literal transition. And, you know, we're still going through boxes. But I think for the most part, it's livable. And I have to go out and get some furniture because I intentionally did not bring or take, I don't know what the word is, Joan would tell me that. That furniture that was in the living room and the dining room. So I need to replace it in some way, shape, or form. So I will get on to that next week. And plenty of places in this area to find that. So I'm.
Well, that's always the exciting part, Lynn, is to get new stuff and.
Yeah, it is.
You know, feel like you're kind of starting over a little bit. And see, and you know me, I am in love with the Philadelphia area.
I know.
Now, when I got married, as I've said a million times before, when I got married in 1986 and moved from my West Scranton home that I where I lived with my parents, moved to Center City, Philadelphia. And, of course, my mother was like, oh, my God, my mother, my grandmother, oh, my God, I'm so nervous. You're and it was, you have no fear. You know, 25 years old, you just don't have fear. And so I love it. I fell in love with that city. It, to me, Philadelphia is like a big Scranton because all roads lead to Scranton anyway. And everybody knew somebody as I met them in Philly. Everyone knew somebody, and I loved it. I worked for a bank. I got my real estate training and licensing when I lived there. Went to Penn State here for that, but then I took the test when I lived in Philadelphia. Worked for Weikert, got great training, and then I worked at these great banks, and I just met so many great, wonderful people, and I just I love the area. And because I sold real estate for a while, I learned all of the surrounding counties like Montgomery and Delaware and Bucks, and not as much Chester, although that's, you know, is still right there because that's a little more rural. But it's just, I love any place. I love that whole area. So to me, if I had to go anywhere beside my loved of beside the Delaware Shore, which I it's so close to Philly. You're like an hour and a half away. That area is just is so southeastern Pennsylvania is beautiful. So but I love it here. But I love that too. So, Lynn, if you could be in a, if you can't be here, that's second best.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And the thing is, everybody says to me, "Why now? Why are you doing this now?" And the most logical.
Why not?
Yeah, well, the most logical reason would be because my sister is here, my family is here, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's a good reason and something people can relate to. But what they may not know is that for the last 30-some years, I've looked for opportunities, actively looked for opportunities for me to affiliate with, be part of a business in the Philadelphia area. Because I've, since my sister came here when she graduated from nursing school at Marywood College, she and three of her classmates who were also friends from West Scranton High School, they all came down here as soon as they got their degrees, and I would come down to visit, and I absolutely loved the area where she lived, and I just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to do it. But one of the things I discovered, and I think a lot of other people as well, during COVID and the use of electronic ways of communicating, you don't need to be in any particular place in order to have a viable business.
Right.
For some people, that's not true. But in this case, it is. So I learned that I don't have to be a part of anybody else to do this. I can come to Philadelphia and maintain my business, which is exactly what I've done.
Right.
So I'm really happy with the way this is. It gives me a chance to do something I've always wanted to do, and now is the time. So hats off to everybody in the universe who set this up and said, it's time. So here I am. And Patrick is very excited about being here. He likes the apartment. He really enjoys just being here. He loves seeing my sister, my niece and nephew-in-law, and her two girls were over here on Wednesday night. And he loved them. He loved them. And it's just so nice to be around kids that he really enjoyed. So he's looking forward to visits from you and Meyer and says, you know, I hope they'll come and visit. I said, I'm sure they will. It's harder, I think, for him because of the fact that he had, and because I really spearheaded a lot of it. But he had relationships with people outside of the house we lived in that were very supportive of him. And even the hairdresser, you know, the beauty salon, he loved to go there. He was going to the Body Dynamics, which is the Pilates and physical therapy. And so he had all these social outlets that really supported him. And it wasn't anything about me. It was just him. And so now what I have to do is try to recreate a lot of that so that he's able to, you know, just have more of a life than just being here with me. And it takes some time. It takes some effort. And the cats are doing really, really well. They're very happy to be here. And to them, it's a non-event. They don't really care. But they can't go outside here because I don't want them to. But other than that, well, they're fine.
Yeah, they'll be at the King of Prussia Mall before you know it if you let them out there.
Yes.
There you
yes,
go.
Actually, the Plymouth Meeting Mall is much closer.
All right, well, you never know with those cats, though.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
great, Lynn.
I think it's all, you know, working out quite well. The only thing I would like to do is just get my internet and cable set up so that we can feel a little bit more comfortable in our own house. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And that's an issue that we're not going to get into because it's been one wild and crazy ride. And even with the support of my nephew-in-law, who is a computer whiz, he is stymied by this whole thing. He can't understand what happened. I said, well, you know, if you can't fix it, then I guess I didn't do anything wrong. Okay. But, yeah, it's quite an adjustment, you know, finding food stores. And my sister told me about Giant Direct, which is, you know, it's a nice food store, but we're so close to Chestnut Hill, which is across the street, literally. We can find tons of wonderful restaurants, food markets, all kinds of things. And, of course, the most important is to find pizza. So she told me, she gave me the name of the place that they always go, and it's called From the Boot, which I think is a really, really cute name. So From
it.
The Boot will be our pizza place. And so we can try that out. So that's
which,
good.
Of course, you'll be getting tonight in typical Scranton fashion.
Yeah, Friday night pizza, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, that's so, you know, every day there's something new we learn, something new about the area and places that we'll want to go. I already have appointments set up for Calvin and Hobbs to go to a vet in the area. And that's good. It's good to know that there's one of those around. Met some of the neighbors. And I have to get myself over to the gym that's near the rental office. And you have a little card that you have to punch in. So I can start using that. And so can Patrick. So we'll see if we get him over there. Maybe he can continue to do some of his training that he was doing. And I understand they have people who do come in on a private relationship, but trainers who will come to the gym and help people work out, which is what I might have to do with him or not. I can find physical therapy places around here. So there's a lot on my list of things and to do and people to contact, but I was able to stop the Scranton Times delivery, which for a lot of people that's, you know, that's Flintstone type things, but I don't care. I love to read the paper, but now I can get it online on the edition and I can check out what's going on at home. So that's about it.
Well, it's all good.
Yeah, it
but
is
it's
good.
Lynn, it's good to do it anyway, just to keep up with what's going on here.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
And you'll be back. I mean, you're up at the lake. You own a property in at the Pawpack. It's not like you're close enough that you're here. It's a 2-hour ride. It's so easy.
It is.
So.
And we timed it.
And we will be down, of course. We will be there.
Yes, of course. So, anyhow, that's the transition.
Well, there we go.
All right.
So, congratulations to you. So, we're going to take a quick break. Right? We're up for that now?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
Well, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am a certified financial planner and managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And here we go.
Yeah, here we go. That's right. Do you have something you wanted to say about your events that you've been doing?
Well, no. Of course. Last night, because we're taping on Thursday, we pushed it back a day because I had an event last night. And
Friday morning.
What?
You said we're taping on Thursday.
No. I said we pushed it back a day because we tape on Thursday. So and because I had an event, so now we're doing it Friday morning. We had the Sam and Jane Kelly Star Award, which Broadway Theater gives out every year. And the proud recipient this year was Mr. John P. Carney, who also happens to be a board member for Broadway Theater. He's a great guy. He had a ton of support. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening at the Scranton Cultural Center. Posh and the Colonnade, Josh Mast and Paul Blackledge did a phenomenal job with the catering, the decorating, the flowers, the linens. They just did a wonderful job. Tony Bartocci's crew at Posture Interactive did a great video. And Tony is on our board as well, and he chairs our engagement committee. So he worked very hard with Frank Blasi, our executive director, and yours truly, to put this event on. And we had a great time, great turnout, and it was a wonderful night. I mean, I literally sat there. I didn't even want to leave. We had such a good time. I said to Deb Peterson, they're turning the lights out on us. So John was thrilled. He has two of his little grandchildren were there who are adorable, Gwendolyn and Leland, and they're Leland, I think he said he's 8, and Gwendolyn's 11, and I had a nice conversation with her. She's artistic like her grandma Lois Carney, who was one of the best around, and John's wife, who passed away a few years ago. And it's Colleen Price and John's son, Drew, are the parents of three children, And J.D., their oldest son, wasn't able to be there, but Gwendolyn and Leland were there, and they're adorable. And then I was so happy to hear, and I didn't know, that Adam, John's youngest son, Adam, lives in California. He and Tommy, my Tommy, graduated high school together, and he has a baby girl named Etta, which I love. And I was like,
cool.
He has a baby. Oh, my God, I can't believe he has a baby. So anyway, it's just a wonderful, wonderful night. Great sponsors presented by Fidelity Bank, and we had terrific sponsors, and just met so many people I didn't know. I met a whole group of people from the Wright Center because they were one of our sponsors, which was nice to see and have them out because they came in full force. And, you know, just it was just great. I can't tell you how people stepped up and did what they had to. Chris DiMatteo, who was funny, John Carney said today that he saw Chris at Mass this morning, and Chris said, you know, I'm a little disappointed in that video. And John said, what do you mean? He said, well, I taped a lot of airtime, and Tony only gave me a couple seconds. And then Tony said, it was about John, but Chris wanted more time. And that's just typical Chris. We were laughing at it. And Tony said, tell Chris I have 3 hours of him that is going to be another portion. I'll send it over to you, John. So it was just cute back and forth. But John was thrilled. Great support. John does a lot of work. He's big. He goes to 6:30 Mass every day, and he's a member of the cathedral, and he's very active on a couple of their committees. And he's just the Father Tudgay was there, and he's a doll. He is the pastor at the cathedral, and he came to support John. And it was just so nice. Another guy who works there, and I forget Jim's last name, but Jim was a really good dude. I met him, and Alex Hazori, was a sponsor, the board of Friendship House, which I am on, so is John, sponsored Joe Wright, Joe Latona, Latona Trucking. We had Don and Mike Barbetti, Realty Network Group, and the Wright Center were all in at 2500. And I know I'm missing someone, which is why I should never do it off the top of my head, but it was a great night, and we had a really good time. So anyway, thank you to everybody and everybody who came out. The Culture Center looked beautiful, which is where we do our plays. So we had a great night, and John was very, very pleased, and he has a beautiful family. So here's to you. Cheers, Mr. John P. Carney. West Sider, mind you, West Sider.
Yeah, I heard.
Colleen is Joe, and Judy Price was there.
That's
Colleen
what I thought.
Is Joe and Judy. Yep.
Mhm. Yeah, that's great.
So
that's really nice.
I'm glad to hear that. Tommy and Foffy Karam and PNC Bank were another sponsor. It was great.
It did nice work. That sounds like it was a nice event. What was the food?
I didn't see everything because, you know, I had some of my favorite cauliflower and some dip with it. But other than that, I didn't really eat anything. So I saw shrimp. I saw other things. It was light fare and an open bar and desserts. It was very, very nice. Everybody seemed very happy.
It wasn't a formal.
No. We did not do any. We don't want to do any of that. We want it to be free and easy. Come in, have a drink, have something to eat, stay as long as you can. It was great.
Good.
So, yeah.
That sounds nice.
Oh, and the Carney grandchildren sponsored, and the Carney Foundation sponsored. I mean, it was a great turnout with so many people who stepped up. So we're grateful. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's coming up?
Well, just the shows that through the end of the year now, nothing with Broadway. We have our shows starting in January, and they are offering now a 5-show season's ticket, because our last show, which was very, very, very well received and very well attended, Jesus Christ Superstar, last weekend was a huge success. And and so now they're offering a five show package for right after the new year. We'll have 5 shows, January, February, March, and April. Wait, January, February, March, April, May. And and they're going to have this. So if you're thinking of buying a Christmas gift, it's always a nice idea. I don't know the prices now off the top of my head because they've changed because they're five, not six. But you can call the Broadway office 570-342-7784. Broadway Theater League's direct office on North Washington Avenue, 300 block, right across from City Hall. If you want to stop in, if you're looking for information, but there's great shows. We have Hairspray, Annie, The Cher Show, Pretty Woman, and Come From Away are the next five, and they're all three, you know, two of them have never been. It's just, it's going to be a great season, and it is. This year is excellent. So if you'd like, nice Christmas present would be a package for your loved one. So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's it. So that's
when
my
you
Broadway
buy,
plug.
When you buy a package like that, you buy general admission tickets, or do you have a
No. There's no GA. There's no GA. You have to always have a section of, and there's three levels. But the beauty of being a season ticket holder is A, you get pre-sales in advance. B, you get the same seat, the same time, every single show. If you need to cancel because you have a wedding or an event or you're out of town one of the days, you can move your seat and come another night or another day. We can't promise you the same seat, clearly, but you can change within the same area of your tickets so that you just have to be placed on a different night or day. And it's just a great way to support Broadway Theater and be a member of the season ticket crew. And we're doing really well. We're up in season ticket holders from last year. This year we have a far greater number. So we're doing well. So it's just a good way to do it, support the arts. And, we bring the best of Broadway to Scranton, and that is true.
That is a really good idea, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thinking about that from the perspective of people who don't know what to get for somebody or somebody who has everything, this is really something different and something that they can enjoy five times instead of just one hit. So if you got a season's ticket to the rest of the season, I mean, that's really a wonderful gift. That is nice.
And that's why... You know, and since we don't have any more shows until the new year, this is the perfect time to put a show package like that on sale and give it to someone as a gift. It really is a great idea, especially someone who goes in and buys single tickets to give them that gift is wonderful. And you know you're walking in and your ticket's paid for. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, listen, we encourage anything, whether it's individual ticket sales or not. Or of course, there's group sales available, which is great. Anybody, 10 or more people, is considered a group, and you get a discounted price, and you can sit together. So they're on sale now. So there's just lots of ways to look at going out on a girls' night or a family night and have a bunch of people the same, you know, everybody go. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So
it
that's where we're
thing.
At with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just going to ask you about something else. Not that Broadway made me think of it, but something you're doing with fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it is.
Oh boy.
Distracted by 1,001 things as I'm sitting here in this office / second bedroom.
Yes. Well, we have another country spoken from. Hold on.
Yes. Okay.
This is what I get for doing the taping in the room next door to these two. They probably see somebody outside. So anyway, I'm sorry about that. Dear God, hold on one second. Keep talking, Lynn.
Okay. All right. So I was thinking that we will, when you come back, we will talk about an article that I read from my favorite place, The Ethel. And it's called My Husband Has Retired and Is Around All the Time. Not fun. This is a very funny article. And even though it's funny,
it is something that really brings the point home, that when one person retires and is home all the time, it's a huge challenge to the relationship and to where do we go next. It's a very, very different relationship and situation. So as this author mentions, it's kind of like, the world of COVID made it so much easier for her to work at home. But now her husband has retired and he's home all the time. So we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call. I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to the Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
We're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am a certified financial planner and a managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And before we went on break, I was talking about an article that I think is funny, but it's not so funny. I mean, the point is well made. And as I mentioned, this article is from The Effel, and it is called My Husband Has Retired and Is Around All the Time, Not Fun. And it was written by a woman named Janet.
And everybody says that's true.
I know. It's written by a woman named Janet Armstrong. So this is really funny. This is very well said. Starts by, honey, have you seen my coffee? For the second time this morning, my spouse has misplaced his coffee cup. Since I choose to not hear the first ask, I decided to get up from my desk to help him look for it as he was becoming louder and more exasperated. I spied it atop the refrigerator, informed him of its whereabouts, and walked back to my garage office. I sat down, quietly sigh, and prepare to begin my workday. To say that the pandemic caused a drastic change in my life would be a drastic understatement. It was more like a seismic upheaval. I was told one morning in early 2020 by my company to leave immediately and work from home indefinitely. What was supposed to be a temporary solution to an imminent national health crisis became a challenging new norm. Although it permanently altered my present, COVID-19 also provided an interesting glimpse into my future. Before the pandemic redefined the meaning of, quote, the office, unquote, I drove 40 miles daily to mine, while my spouse walked 40 steps to his, our garage. He was an established remote employee, so I moved into a spare bedroom down the hall. We settled into a comfortable routine and enjoyed the financial and social distancing benefits that working from home afforded. A wrinkle formed several months into this new arrangement when my spouse announced he was retiring, an event for which I wasn't adequately prepared. Our union became known as a, quote, mixed retirement marriage, end quote. Oh, my God, that's a funny term, retirement marriage. Okay, he vacated his garage office, and I relocated there, naively believing it would provide more space and privacy. I forgot that he had vital stuff stored in the garage, like machinery, an extra fridge, and every type of screwdriver ever made. He began to appear in the garage at inopportune times during my workday, which forced me to adopt the mantra, quote, be prepared, end quote. I activated the mute button to deafen online coworkers to any expletives hurled by him after watching the news. I selected a desktop background that obscured random body parts should he wander into search. Should he wander into search for a misplaced tape measure. I stood ready to stop a video call should he have the urge to power up his weed whacker. Oh, my God. Okay, retirement has afforded my spouse time to view endless hours of YouTube renovation videos and peruse Pinterest for decorating ideas. When he renovated the guest bath, he made all the selections, but I was asked to leave my desk many times to admire the finished handiwork. He loves to shop and purchases big equipment items, which he stores in the garage. On occasion, he has activated the garage door opener during on-camera meetings, leaving my coworkers to wonder if my internet connection had fried.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
Oh, my God.
He spends an inordinate amount of time angrily reading X, formerly known as Twitter, guffawing at TikTok, and yelling at former presidents during newscasts. He asks several times a day if I've heard the latest gossip about a canceled celebrity. He also delivers opinions on who he has determined the idiot of the day. He wants to discuss all of this while I am busy creating a PDF on my computer and want no need quiet. Although I'm not at the point in a trend reporting happening in Japan, where, quote, retired husband syndrome, end quote, is a leading catalyst for divorce. I can see that. Yeah, I do not get overwhelmed with frustration at his frequent and noisy interruptions. In those moments, I just want him to go somewhere, anywhere. I encourage, beg him to go to Home Depot. I jump from my chair to close, slam the door he has left open while I reach, almost for one of his tools to hurl when he interrupts yet another conference call. In a 2023 article in the Los Angeles Daily News, Dave Hughes, founder of Retire Fabulously, has advice for retired or mixed marriage couples that helps in setting necessary boundaries. We have implemented some of his suggestions. Go to bed together and rise at the same time. Negotiate household chores. Have honest conversations about income. Encourage the retired mate to stay connected with the world. Yes, adjusting to the constant togetherness has proved a challenge to our relationship. I have learned that patience, open communication, boundaries, and most importantly, humor are musts in mitigating tense situations that arise daily. I chuckle when he yells, "Honey, want mac and cheese for lunch?" If I am working, no, and try to laugh, even while cursing, when he turns on a buzzsaw. This unexpected life event has provided me the unique opportunity to see our future as a retired couple. I have a few years to work until retirement, and hopefully I will never have to drive back to an office 40 miles away. I know what that is like to be together 24/7, and I am hopeful that a gray divorce, those that happen at midlife and beyond, nor a targeted throw of a large screwdriver is on our horizon. Oh, I see us as a couple committed to making our mixed marriage thrive, and I'm optimistic that we will eventually live happily retired together. If I can just keep him out of the garage.
Yeah, I love it.
Was that great? Oh, my God. I loved it. I loved it. It was so funny because you can certainly, I can see with many of my clients that that's the kind of transition that can make or break a marriage.
And, I know.
And nobody was really ever expecting something like that. The emotional stress of having a person who's working and a person who's retired under the same roof.
Well,
really very
difficult.
The other
thing is this. Here's the other thing I think. Number one, I was going to mention to you, and you said it in this piece, that this may be another reason for the higher rate of gray divorce, which is what I was going to say, and then you said she brought it up. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. That could be another reason, because you know you're so when you're not with someone that much, and then you have to be, you're sort of forced into it. It's major lifestyle change, and then you could realize you don't really like them, and then here you are faced with them.
Yeah, right.
But men don't. If this just goes back to who they are, they like yelling and coming in and doing their thing. They never really think about what somebody else is doing. They just do their thing, like, you know, him opening the door or doing this or doing. They're only thinking of themselves because they're not saying, "Oh, I can't go near there because my wife is doing this." They don't think that way, and I don't mean that rudely. It's just what they do. They always have to fix something. They have to do. Their mind goes where that is to the end result, and they don't pay attention to the stuff. To the other stuff. And in this case, because she's not, like, if she weren't home, none of this would be happening. But she's home working from a retired, half still working home. It can be a problem. Like, it's mm-hmm. funny. It really is. But I hear people complain about it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's driving me nuts. I just wish he'd get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just happens that happens. I'm sure I'm sure men hear women, you know, men talk about women, "I wish you'd get out of here, blah, blah." But it's just, I don't know, it's just a habit. You know, women are just doing for them in so many ways. It's instinctual. I think mothers of sons just are so hell-bent on taking care of them that they mm-hmm. grow up sort of, that's what they know.
Right.
And, like, God forbid you're an only son of a mother who dotes and who does. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what I married.
Take care of them. Right. There you go.
Yeah.
He doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, and he's never really been that way. He's always been someone who wants to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For the most part?
Yes.
Like, do this, do that.
We had another little incident last night. I was in here on the phone with the people from Comcast. I finally stopped it and got up and went into the other room. Now, note that I've been here for a couple hours. So he's listening in the living room, which is right next to the kitchen. And I said, I went into the kitchen to try to finish a sandwich I had started 2 hours earlier. And he says to me while I'm in the kitchen, wouldn't happen to be an extra can of ginger ale in that fridge, would there? I said, and if there was, what? Well, would you bring it in? I said, you've been sitting there for 2 hours. Why can't
get
you
up
walk
and get
in here
yourself?
And get it?
Right.
That's just, you know, he's used to having someone bring things to him.
And that's when I'd pitch it at him.
I was just going to say, I would take it out
and
throw it at him.
Hurl it, as the lady just said, hurl it at him. And then when he opens it, it fizzes all over him. But then again,
then
you'd have to take care of cleaning
it up.
I know.
Yes.
I know. You can never win. Yeah.
No, you can't.
That's why you got to take him out in the back alley and throw it at him there. So if it gets all over anything, it won't matter.
Yes,
that's
sure.
All.
Yeah.
Not that I'm advocating violence. I'm not. I'm just saying
no.
That's the things you do. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, Lynn, I wish you the best
Thank you.
But, again, like I said, it's sort of like you're really still in South Abington Township to me because we'll see each other as much and it won't be a difference. So,
right.
But anyway, everyone else out there, we appreciate you listening to us every week. It means a lot to us. And we hope you have a good weekend. It's hopefully not supposed to rain on this weekend for once
in
a
blue moon. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the sun is shining beautifully today. So hopefully we have just good dry weather and we're crisp and enjoy it. So we will see you next week. In the meantime, be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.